Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dominic. A whopper of a Wednesday, the first day of summer, our favorite season. How you doing, little buddy?
I'm fantastic. Pretty happy summer solstice to you, Evan, working so hard on the board and the sound and the calls. Our fair audience always joining us, 844-967-2789. Happy, happy summer solstice.
Dominic, we've got lots to talk about today. Justice Samuel Alito has got a little disclosure issue. Why is it the Supreme Court justices never feel like we should know that some rich guy took him on vacation?
I mean, the seat was going to be empty if he didn't take it, Crudy. I mean, why let something go to waste? He's actually doing everybody a favor by, you know, conserving.
And we've got a little bit of an appetizer for you conservatives out there. Hour number two, the happier, happier. We're going to get to the John Durham testimony.
Oh,
I would be concerned about wrecking Gary's appetite for dinner or CJ's, but it is something of a nothing burger. Not so filling. I think you'll be okay for dinner. Also, Dom, a little closer to home, a federal judge had ruled Enbridge busted in line 5. Not now, but like in 3 years. And we'll get there very, very soon. But the lead, sir, to my opinion, World Naked Bike Ride coming to Milwaukee.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
I had to break this news to you. And Dom, it's about fighting climate change and nudism, two of your favorite topics.
I mean, they just go so well together.
What you should know about the Naked Bike Ride, World Naked Bike Ride. So if you want to ride yours naked, do so. Dom, before we started, we were quizzing each other about some of our favorite summer memories. And I can tell you,
summertime.
The lovely and talented Kelsey graduated like a decade ago at this time. And we were at the nitty gritty. She graduated Memorial High School. We live in Middleton, but she had finished her last 2 years at Memorial, graduated there at the Kohl's Center. And we went to the nitty gritty, and I'm at the table with the in-laws and my daughter and my son, who's a little shaver at the time. And he had big eyes. But his eyes got really big. And he points behind me, and I'm sitting with my back to University Avenue. And he says, "Dad, look!" And I turn around to look. And there was naked people as far as the eye could see. And they were riding by on bikes. And my mother-in-law, like that, she got eyeful. I'm just saying, she was stealing up all the vantage points. I don't know if she thought she was shielding the younger viewers or if she was just trying to get an eyeful. I think it's the latter. But anyways, Dom, the most important issue of the day, first day of summer, what you need to know about the World Naked Bike Ride in Milwaukee. And I suspect in Madison and perhaps in your neighborhood, if you get on a bike buck naked. Want to fight climate change this weekend? Bike naked.
Woo-hoo!
Dominic, on Saturday, Milwaukeeans will witness the third annual World Naked Bike Ride. And here's the naked truth. Why are people biking naked? And what is the World Naked Bike Ride? The first recorded naked bike ride was in 2001 in Spain. 2 years later, Conrad Schmidt conceived the World Naked Bike Ride to protest oil dependence and celebrate the human body. The popularity of the event rose quickly from 28 bike rides across the globe in 2004 to 74 in 2010. Now, that must be the year that Kelsey graduated. And with the informal slogan, less gas, more ass, it's their informal slogan. Ours is ass, grass, or cash. Nobody rides for free. Organizers hope that it is a shock factor of laying it all bare helps drive home the negative effects of climate change and fossil fuels. The event also demonstrates the importance of pedestrian visibility and the need for safe biking and pedestrian pathways in urban spaces. The event is intended to help people to shed their inhibitions. Usually use tequila for that, Tom, and celebrate their bodies every inch. Participants do not have to be naked and only have to take off as much clothing as they're comfortable with. Oh, I hope you wear that banana thong. While the event has layers, the people won't. And where is the naked bike ride? Don't tell Dom, but don't want to be greeted by folks in their birthday suits on their route. Organizers traditionally keep this part of the event private until a few days before the race, but the route was uploaded to the event's website today. Bikers will start at the Concertina Beer Hall. I don't know. Kochanskis?
Sure.
I was happy that I knew Concertina Beer Hall, where they will be greeted by five bands, 20 vendors, food trucks, and body painters. Riders will then head east on Burnham Ave, making their way into Water and Brady Streets. Down they're coming to Brady
nice.
Street. You're on Brady Street now! Looping through the Veterans Park before returning to the beer hall. And thankfully, the race won't bring a whole new meaning to the crack of dawn. Ha 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 ha. As its schedule began at 4 p.m., Dom. Oh, no. Are we going to miss it?
Rudy, since the inaugural ride in 2021, organizers estimate roughly 200 Milwaukeeans have risen to the occasion and have participated. Event organizer John Kinkowski told the Journal Sentinel he hopes to break Madison's record of 197 participants from last week's revealing ride. According to him, people are coming in from Florida, Illinois, Minnesota, Iowa, and Pennsylvania. Portland has the largest bike race with an estimated 10,000 participants. And what if you don't have a bike? Well, you don't have to be a bare bicyclist. You can be a threadbare tandemer, an unclothed unicyclist, or a stripped skateboarder, or a revealed runner. Or you could just rent a bike with no cars. Is it free? How do I register? Yes, it's free. Liberating one. May even say, while organizers understand it might be a little difficult to keep cash or card on you during the event, they appreciate any donations. You know, maybe give a donation before you get naked on the bike.
I got it right here in my G-string for you.
I got it. It's a credit card swiper. Is riding a bike naked legal? The ride is technically a First Amendment protest, so it is legal as long as riders do not participate in any lewd or untoward behavior. Police treat
no
the
promises.
Bike ride as a protest, so bikers are on their own. There will be a follow car with medical support if needed. Alcohol and inappropriate behavior are banned at the events, so everyone can feel comfortable while biking through Milwaukee with the wind at their backs. Thank you, Journal Sentinel. Yash Roy reporting. The wind at their backs and between their legs, apparently.
Dominic,
now, I gotta tell
Madison
you,
Madison in its 13th year.
Wow. You know, the tour.
We know how to do naked here in Madison.
Bike races, the actual bike races, like professionals on bikes going really fast in an urban area on Downer Street, specifically by Hollander Cafe, is also on Saturday. So this is going to be tough.
Do you think they'll join the field?
I hope they stay away, man. You ever see those folks going super fast? I mean, inches away from each other, wiping out. It's a brutal sport.
Yes, like in Tour de France kind of stuff, like on the TV,
kind of
not
stuff,
up
yes.
close and personal. But what is the 24-hour bike ride? The Downers? Is that
River West? That's River West 24-hour bike
that
ride.
That is something entirely different, is it not?
Yes, that is also entirely different. Yes, you get teams and they literally bike around River West. This is, I think Friday. day before Brady Street Fest on Saturday. Yeah, the River Rest 24. It's people get teams, they camp out on the lawns, and they party for, what, days?
It's like, but there's some cosplay going on there too, isn't there? There's like some strange and unusual outfits.
Oh,
that people
sure,
sport.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a partying and riding a bike for 24 hours in you know hour increments, yeah, it can get a little crazy.
I would ride a crazy Lenny e-bike.
That's not really riding then, Crudy. It's more like riding.
Well, if I'm gonna be naked, man, I don't want to get caught any of the parts in the chain. You know,
you
what
might
I'm
want
saying?
To, you know, burn a few calories, get a little skinnier while on the bike, man.
Yeah, I'm down a few pounds. You back off.
Oh, yeah. So,
yeah. Look who's talking, Mr.
Oh, come on. It's already been a rough summer, man. So there you go. Naked bike race in Milwaukee. If you're so inclined, check it out. If you want to see real bike races, go to Downer. But lots of things. Man, first day of summer here in Wisconsin, it is just amazing. It is amazing. This is where the world wants to be this time of year. Summer solstice right here. It is awesome. And there's always stuff to do, like the naked bike race.
Dominic, we're going to talk about the federal judges ruling on the shutdown of Line 5. Let's not forget, part of the reason they go out there and they bike naked, it's to raise awareness of climate change. And it's getting a little hot out there, you know, so take off all your clothes if necessary. And also, on this big show, you can participate, 844-967-2789. Nakedness, always encouraged. But here's what I would say, Dom. What's your favorite summer memory? Favorite, you got to pick one, like best.
All right. Best summer memory: meeting my lovely wife Stephanie on a picnic table at Summerfest. Best summer memory ever. Love you, baby.
Where was I that night?
Why didn't you invite me to Summerfest? I was with Zach. I don't know where you were that night. Zach was in town, so yeah.
Partying without me.
Yeah, man. You know, that'll happen. Well, what about you, man? Best summer memory?
You know, I'm sure it's something to do with my birthday and not one of your summer loving parties. I'll have to think a little harder. Come back with us. Think a little hard. What was your best summer memory? And we'll talk about it. Line 5 and a federal judge shutting it down, but not yet. Not before it can have disastrous outcomes. 844-96-PARTY.
Hey, honey! Hey!
What the hell are you doing?
We're streaking!
I'm in the middle of a big bike race.
To see a young person be that proud to catch something that big and to show it off, that's what makes us want to keep coming back.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Little Van Halen, man, OU812. Summer Nights and My Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Dominic, an unannounced late ask. Host of Native Roots Radio, our friend Robert Pilot. I've asked him to join us today. Robert joins us right now live via phone. Robert Pilot, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Robert.
Hey, doing great. Great to see you guys. It was good seeing Civic Media a couple weekends ago at the convention, the Wisconsin State Convention, Democratic Convention, and Pinigigi for having me on today.
Well, appreciate you coming, and your show now starts earlier, and that's why we don't play out of KTNF, in part, but you're at 5 o'clock, so we appreciate you coming on before your fine show. But a federal judge, Conley, has ruled Enbridge's Line 5, which I believe it's the Bad River Tribe, Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, on Monday, welcomed the federal ruling, which said effectively Enbridge is trespassing on their land, and they must end this practice. Robert, this has been an issue covered often by you and your team. What was your opinion of the ruling, and what's been the reaction?
Well, it's a good start. You know, here in Minnesota, we had Enbridge Line 3, which went through these pipelines. Enbridge has an unbelievable history of pipeline catastrophes of leaking oil. And here in Minnesota, too, and up in the deep north, in the beginning of the Mississippi, they encroached Line 3 here in Minnesota, and there was frackouts all over, and there's vegetation and things that aren't even growing now. And at one time, as soon as late as 2 years ago, you could drink that water up in the beginning of the Mississippi. So to fight Enbridge and to have this victory is an amazing thing, and onward, Wisconsin.
But it's not an immediate victory, Robert. Conley did delay the sort of forced termination, and this is a pipeline running like 20,000 barrels or gallons a day. It's a lot of oil and liquefied gas that's running through this. But Enbridge has 3 years, and in the meantime, there could be a catastrophic spill, something like, let's say, they saw in Kalamazoo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. There's 500,000 barrels that go through that line all the way from the Great Lakes, and let's get off these fossil fuels. And so, we here in Minnesota have been fighting it. I have guests from Michigan that are still fighting this. With the water levels down on Lake Superior, there's nothing but catastrophe ahead of us, because these pipes are not sturdy or steady, and they've been around since 1953. And I got to remind everyone, too, this is a foreign business that's here polluting the United States. And if you care about clean water and being a sovereign country, and we're a sovereign nation as Native Americans, you have to be really concerned with this.
Robert, I got to ask you, you talk about the sovereignty of the tribes, and these are tribal compacts, and they're being infringed upon by this oil company sort of with impunity up until now. Do you envision there will be more lawsuits like this? And unfortunately, the damages finding or the finding right now is $5 million, and that seems entirely insufficient relative to what I suspect the profits Enbridge are running across tribal land every day without proper permit or legal permissions. But Robert, what do you think's next in this fight, in this cause?
Well, more lawsuits to go that direction. But also, I feel like people are really engaged with fighting this with their bodies. Like, our radio show, Native Roots Radio, started because of Standing Rock and the pipeline that was going across that reservation in the Dakotas. And so there is still many people that are willing to put up a fight with these foreign businesses and oil companies.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We've got the host of Native Roots Radio. He is Robert Pilot. He goes live every day at 5, and they live stream it if you want to hear it here locally. But we also play it across the Civic Media Network each evening, 10 to 11 p.m. So have no fear. Robert does play out here. Dom, I know you were trying to get in here.
Yeah, Robert, great to talk to you again. Thank you for joining us. What's your sense of the $5.15 million in damages ordered by Conley for Enbridge to pay the Bad River Tribe? What's your sense of that number? I mean, this has been going on for years. Yeah. They've been trespassing for 10 years, a super profitable, environmentally dangerous foreign petrochemical company has been getting a slide for 10 years and now gets another 3 before they actually have to address it. Robert, it doesn't seem like a lot to me. What are your thoughts?
I agree 100%. This is just a drop in the bucket for Enbridge. I know they were the highest people in the capital here in Minnesota. They spent $3 million easily on fighting this at our state capital for Line 3. It's a drop in the bucket for them. They're in the long haul. It's nothing. I mean, they've infiltrated our hockey tournaments, our basketball tournaments. We see Enbridge signs here in Minnesota, and it's sickening that they think that the community can be bought off, and they, as good neighbors, and history shows with all the frack outs we had in Minnesota and also the catastrophic spills that the Enbridge has had in the last 10 years, pipelines leak. That's all there's to it. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And it's not just my opinion. That's a fact. Look it up. Oh,
Robert, we know you got to get ready for your show. What's the lead tonight on Native Roots Radio?
Oh, we're talking to our friend Robert Blake from Solar Bear with the Solar News and some great updates of what's happening around Indian country and across the United States with solar. And he will be one of our main guests today. And then
the big and tall of political talk, the devil's advocates.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city.
Welcome back to the devil's advocates radio show, a whopper of a Wednesday show. Thank you to our late arrival, but you know, I appreciate him joining with very short notice. That's how I book him. Robert Pilot, our good friend from Native Roots Radio, plays out live on KTNF at 5 Central Time. But if you're busy listening to the Devil's Advocates, we play it out each evening, 10 to 11 p.m., all across the Civic Media Network. Appreciate Robert joining us. A couple of the quick headlines or reporting of the Line 5 shutdown order for the sake of our audience. I'm not everyone as familiar with this story. And the reaction to the judge's order. Leaders of the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa, on Monday, and Dom, I'm using the Wisconsin Examiner here as my source, welcomed a federal judge's order to Enbridge Energy Company to shut down its Line 5 in northern Wisconsin, but criticized the order's three-year timeline. Enbridge given 3 years to clean up their trespass.
That's already 10 years old.
I do not forgive those that trespass against us now. Here's a quote. The band appreciates the court putting an end to Enbridge's flagrant trespass in disregard of our rights, according to Mike Wiggins, chairman of the Bad River Band, in a statement the tribe released on Monday. Tribal sovereignty prevailed over corporate profits. That's sometimes rare. Ruling in Madison on Friday, U.S. District Judge William Conley reaffirmed his September 22 ruling upholding the tribe's claim that Enbridge has been trespassing on its land for the last 10 years. Conley ordered the company to shut down Line 5 within 3 years and pay more than $5 million in profits to the Bad River Band. The tribe sued Enbridge in 19 for continuing to operate the pipeline after an agreement expired in June of 13. 2013! Talking about some holdover tents. That gave the right. energy company an easement where 12 miles of pipeline passes through tribal land. And while expressing appreciation for the ruling, Wiggins called it just one step in protecting our people and water and predicted the legal dispute would continue. We are under no illusion that Enbridge will do the right thing, he stated. We expect them to fight this order with all of their corporate might.
Prudy, in his Friday ruling, Connolly stated that while the risk of pipeline rupture is not immediate, evidence from flooding events this spring and subsequent erosion made the prospect of a rupture, quote, a real and unreasonable risk for the next 5 years. So what? Now you got 3 years? The 60-foot wide Line 5, 60 feet wide Line 5, runs from far northwest Wisconsin, 645 miles into Michigan's UP, under the Straits of Mackinac, and out into Canada near Detroit, transports about 23 million gallons of crude oil and natural gas liquids daily. The pipeline is currently underground, where it passes near a bend in the Bad Rivers on the tribe's reservation. While Line 5 remains buried and well-supported, more than 6 feet underground at the bend or meander, flooding this spring and subsequent erosion pointed to the risk that the line could be exposed and rupture contaminating the local watershed, a judge noted in his order. The band's attorney, Eric Arnold, said in a statement that while the ruling was encouraging, the band disagreed with the elements of the court order. Instead of ordering the line to be shut down promptly, quote, the three-year timeline leaves the Bad River vulnerable to catastrophe, and there's no warrant for allowing Enbridge trespass to continue for that long. I mean, maybe just tap the vein, get yourself a couple field trucks, man. You know what I'm saying? It's on your land. Maybe Enbridge would react a little bit more then. You gotta be kidding me. 13 years of trespass? Talk about squatting. Back to the article. Arnold said that the band was also dissatisfied with the amount of the award. Hell yeah! Connolly's latest order noted that he had previously ruled the band was not entitled to an award of all of Enbridge's profit earned during the period of trespass by operation of the pipeline as a whole. Arnold said that the band's motivations have never been about money, but called the judge's $5 million award to the tribe, quote, such a small award for a decade-long trespass during which Enbridge earned over $1 billion in net profits from Line 5, and that it will not sufficiently deter trespassers like Enbridge, but will instead create an incentive for corporations to violate the sovereignty of the band.
You know, I was never good with the decimal place, but $1 billion... is $1,000 million, and they were ordered to pay $5 million of the $1,000 million in profit generated, net profit generated on just the one trespassing line. I don't know where the decimal point goes, but that ain't 5%. That's less than half, or exactly half of 1%. Correct, Dom? If the $1 billion figure is a precise...
I don't do math on the radio. Sure. Yeah,
half of 1%.
Come
half
on, man.
Half of 1% of their profit.
What kind of punishment is that?
You know, I robbed a bank, but I got to give half of 1% back. Ooh, that's a steep fine. Conley, I always liked Conley, too. Federal Judge Conley. I always found him to be very fair. But, you know, maybe you should be a little more brutal in this one, Conley.
Isaiah Holmes and Eric Gunn reporting at the Wisconsin Examiner. Just a little bit more here. Meanwhile, Monday, after the judge's decision, construction unions called on the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to move forward on authorizing a project to move Line 5. Judge Connolly's decision affirms the Line 5 relocation project and efforts to move permitting forward are more important than ever, said Emily Pritzkow, executive director of Wisconsin Building Trades Council, consisting of 15 construction-related labor unions. We hope this ruling serves as a catalyst for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to advance the permitting process for this project, which has been pending for over 3 years. Environmental advocates, however, have not embraced simply moving the line off the Bad River Band's land as a solution. Neither the band nor its allies want the pipeline anywhere in the Bad River watershed, arguing that if it crosses the Bad River anywhere, it could still damage the ecosystem, even if it's routed around the reservation. While they have been focused on removing the pipeline from tribal land, opponents have viewed the pipeline itself as a danger, both for risking contamination and for continuing fossil fuel dependency. Wow. Made $1 billion off that line. That's not a bad work. You can get it.
I want to go use your land, make $1 billion, and then pay $5 million in fines. Because I'd do it every time. I mean, really, against the overall profitability of this malfeasance, the incentive is far too great for a profit-driven corporation beholden to the stockholders, right? Wow. 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? Bob, how you doing? Happy summer, brother.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, thank you, boys. Happy summer to y'all. Now, guys, I'm sure you know by now that I am an older guy. And, you know, my health is not what it used to be. So when I heard you, or what I thought I heard, was you inviting CJ to call up while he was naked.
Well, any of us, really. Are you naked now, Hoosier Bob?
Well, I don't care about anybody. Please, I can't imagine CJ naked. That hurts my heart, man.
It would hurt your eyes even worse, Hoosier Bob, and probably scar your brain forever.
I just had the eyes fixed, man. Don't know.
Wish you could reverse the stigmatisms, do you? How do you think Mrs. CJ must feel?
Well, hopefully her eyes are as bad as mine were.
If they weren't, I'm sure they are now. Hoosier Bob, any political thoughts, sir?
Oh, God, I'm just so hung. I'm trying to give it a break. I'm concentrating on those four or five dead people in that sardine can over by the Titanic wreck.
Let's not put it out there in the world that they're dead. Last time I heard, they had, and obviously this is a very perilous situation, these tourists in a submarine down to the Titanic find themselves in. But let's not presume they're dead. Last I heard, last news report, they had up to 24 hours of oxygen left, and they had heard knocking. And while the chances may be very slim, man, you know, that's what you make Hallmark movies out of, the miracles. So, Bob, let's hope for a miracle.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about the actual salvage operation to get them up. Man, you got to drop 2 miles of steel cable down and then tow it back up. That's going to take time.
Yeah, you're not going to have any divers down there doing that sort of work, Bob. I heard there was more pressure at that depth than being underneath a lead building the size of the Empire State Building.
Wow.
And to think people paid for that experience. Not this cat.
That's not your adventure.
I don't
man.
Even
not,
like
not
to
that
fly.
One.
You know, I don't even like getting an airplane.
You're
I
got snorkel, scuba.
You've heard the story of me on my honeymoon, right? And the diving submarine, and it was diesel, and I'd been doing rum runners with breakfast. And the poor woman from Missouri, I showed her. You remember that story?
Remind me, man. I don't know.
I drank rum runners early in the morning.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah,
last day
that.
Of my honeymoon, my wife had scheduled this trip in a diesel-powered submarine. First, we went across the harbor. It's Cancun or somewhere down in Mexico. And the smell of diesel fumes is enough to make me sick. And then the motion of the ocean. And then we get in the submarine, and I got the rum runners on the belly. And I'm turning green, and my wife is sitting next to me, and we're literally packed in like 15 rows
sardines.
Of people, four in a row, you know, just packed in. And it's a little warm and sweaty in there, you know, it's just the closeness of people. And I'm turning green, the literal color green. And I put my face on the window, like just trying to grab some cool off that off that window, right? And I'm holding it together, and I'm holding it together. And then they get this bright idea. They're just going to turn off the sub and let it float so some little senorita can swim like Ariel, the mermaid, underneath.
Yeah.
And she's swimming underneath, and this poor woman from Missouri sitting stoically as I'm showing her all my rum runners, everything I had for dinner last night.
Oh, no, dude, that's terrible.
I think perhaps my soul came out at the moment. And she sat there stoically through all of it. And it did not turn into that contest, at the pie-eating contest. Stand By Me, when the kid's telling the story about the guy that eats the pies and does whatever. You know, you could see the whole submarine could very well have caught a
joined
whiff.
In, yes, yes.
And me and this poor woman sat on the back of this diesel tugboat on the way back. Because no one else wanted to really be associated with us, including our respective spouses. So it was just kind of me and her, and you know, and I'm relatively unscarred.
I feel good now.
But she is quite soiled. And I
said,
"Oh
no,
where are you from?" And she said, "Missouri." I said, "Showed you." Then I bought her a $28 tourist T-shirt.
Oh no!
And I wished her. Have a nice trip. And haven't been back on a submarine of any sort.
Oh, no. So, okay.
Certainly haven't paid to be on.
Note to self, if you do decide to go on a submarine, I do not want to go with you.
Not Crudy. Not this
No,
time.
No.
At least bring the Dramamine. You know, some motion sickness. Less rum, more Dramamine. You'd bring tequila. I know you, man. I'd smell your breath.
Oh, man. I like
your tequila breath,
motion, man. I like that being underwater. I'm not a big scuba, but certainly like the snorkeling, man. I mean, yeah, it's
what,
amazing.
You,
I mean,
you go down up aspiring to have a water bed or something.
10, 20 feet. You can feel the pressure in your ears. I can't imagine what it's like miles down.
I will never have to experience that, Tom. Certainly, I would not pay for that experience. I'd be lucky to get me in an airplane. Anyways, let's hope, pray if you do such things for a miracle. Hopefully, those people survive. Come back with us. Your phone calls could be next. It's summer in the city and everywhere else. 844-96-72789.
Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. Of course, make sure you check out the new super cool Civic Media app. It is brand new and it is sweet. You can just download it, click on your favorite channel, hit the text button, and boom, it pops up. We can see it. Like one of these texts from Madison. Here's a quote from a listener. Thank you for this. Almost like we shouldn't be, we'll call it, messing around in submersible vessels on the ocean floor when we don't have the tech to rescue them if it goes sideways. But hey, let the mega rich do whatever they want and let us working stiffs and military folks bust our ass and risk our lives to clean up the mess like usual. Gotta love this late stage capitalism.
Dom, I prefer this text from the 608. We're all naked under our clothes. Send your keen insights on the new Civic Media app. You know, we were talking about the naked bike ride for those that joined a little bit late. 844-967-2789. A whopper of a Wednesday. Phil, what's your contribution? Calling in from Minneapolis. Welcome, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
My feeling, hi. You guys are doing a great job today, as usual. But concerning the fine for Enbridge on the visit line 5, they're going to have to relocate, but they have to close it down first. Going through the, is it line 3 or line 5 in your state?
We're line 5 here, and Enbridge was ordered to move line 5 within 3 years, yeah. Although they've been
trespassing for 10. Yeah, right. This fine should be based the way many countries in Europe find speeders based on their income. Yeah. So when a rich person drives his expensive Italian or German sports car and exceeds any reasonable idea of a safe speed and gets pulled over, and let's say doing 125 in a preferred 60 zone, it's not like an average person getting a $200 or $300 fine, which is a dent. No, if you're making a couple hundred thousand dollars, it should be a real dent. There was one guy who lost his $125,000 sports car.
Mm.
Because
well,
he
Phil,
was doing 150 in like...
An, well, maybe you should have. That's reckless driving. But Phil, you
no
live
kidding.
In...
Oh, but being a reckless capitalist doesn't count? I mean,
right.
That corporation knew when they put that line in, it was going to be dangerous. They knew they were doing it. You know, they were spreading money around. They were getting totally unreasonably favorable rulings, and when it finally comes down to being told you guys got to move this, you didn't have the permissions, you didn't file the right permits, you didn't do the right environmental studies, it's all baloney, you got to put out of here. The fine should be like I'd say like 15 or 20% of what they made from that line.
How about 100%? That would be.
Well, maybe,
yeah, I mean, and here's the thing, for real. I mean, I know this is, you know, it would be cause lots of issues and be dangerous, Phil. But if I may, if you literally tap the line, I mean, if something's in your property, that's kind of yours, right? And you had an agreement, and then they broke the agreement or didn't renew it, whatever the case was. Well, that's kind of your, you know, if it's in your property, 9/10 of the law, right? pass it along, just tap that line. I mean, if they tapped it and kept it, they'd have made all that money for the last 10 years. $1 billion? Is it $10 billion if we annualize it over 10 years?
They would have had infrastructure. The tribe would have had to have built infrastructure to be able to tap that pressurized line to get that oil out and then take it somewhere else to have it refined.
Sure. No doubt.
It would have been a mini industry. The thing is, it's just be confiscatory enough that they never want to do a line in a place where they know they're not going to get permission. So if you do a line and you know you basically bribed your way into that position and you get ruled on later that says you've stolen this, you got to take it out of here, I'd say 50% of what they made would be a good line, a good amount.
Your partners in the endeavor for the time that you were there. I think that's a fair number, 50%.
Yeah. I mean, it would sting enough that they'd think, well, maybe we don't want to give up half our profit.
Phil, you got an incredibly good idea in most regards. But you talk the speeding and the rich people being fined more. But you, Phil, live in Minneapolis, and those of us that have ever traveled to Green Bay, Wisconsin, have to pass through Rosendale in all likelihood. And you could be pushing a car through Rosendale, and you'd get pulled over and get a ticket. I've heard rumor. You could push a car through Rosendale too fast to get a ticket. Bicyclist get speeding tickets in Rosendale. I saw a turtle get one once.
Oh, come on, man.
844-967-2789. Dom, what are we talking about in hour two? It's coming soon.
It is, and make sure you stick around for it. Of course, we got to get to it. John Durham, the Durham Report, the investigator of the investigators. He testified today, and we have some sound of it. And honestly, it's everything I expected it to be.
So a nothing burger? A whole lot of nothing going on.
It was reiterated time and again. Jerry Nadler, Zoe Lofgren, I forget her, her last. Yeah, Lofgren, thank you. Adam Schiff, lots of people taking a piece of Durham. And it's amazing because, of course, this is a
House committee run by the Republicans, but like the House committees, like the impeachment going through the House, they alternate. They do the Republicans who fluff it. Let me fluff it up for you, sir.
Yes, sir.
And then they have the Democrats. The Democrats actually get to respond in real time, ask their own questions. And so many of the impeachment managers are in the room.
Right.
And the accusation is there was no founded rationale for the Russia investigation of collusion. You know, Donald Trump, poor man. Poor man is a victim here.
Yes, aren't they always? And when are rich white men in America going to catch a break?
Well, when they stop coordinating their campaigns with foreign powers. I mean, he literally went on the stump and said, Russia, if you're listening, release the 35,000 emails or whatever it was, the Hillary Clinton emails, right? Yes. And what did they do the very next day? They were endeavoring to release the emails.
Yes. Hacking.
It's almost like they were listening.
Operation.
I mean, you couldn't have coordinated any better unless you were Scott Walker using a coordinating illegal super PAC and, you know, your primary campaign. But, you know, no one so far has proven Scott Walker did that with a foreign power, but I think Donald Trump perhaps did. And Durham was there to knock all those accusations down, right?
Give cover fire. Durham has a report. I heard it described as an HR report. And much like the Inspector General Horowitz or the Senate Intelligence Committee, they've acted on some of those administrative type of things. But as far as the investigation, as far as how it started, as far as what should it even have started? I mean, Durham says yes. We're going to play Durham. We're going to hear what Durham says under oath as he testifies in this committee.
The way Fox News Digital is reporting it, just the opposite. Durham claims, according to Fox News Digital, there was no justification for the beginning of the Trump investigation or the Mueller report. Seems like they got it backwards.
We have the sound. We'll let our audience decide. Stick around. More Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.